Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. Moving a child into a foster home can be a chaotic situation, and one Pittsburgher is trying to make sure that transition is a bit smoother for all involved.
Most of the time, their belongings are put in a trash bag if they come with anything. And so we want to provide them with a new, good quality bag that they can take with them, because we want to spread the message that they are not disposable and their belongings are not disposable, and what they have and own, it's important to us too. My name is Kelly Hughes, and I'm the founder of the Foster Love Project, and we seek to provide resources for foster families and foster kids. Right now, our main resource that we're providing is placement bags. So when kids go into care, hopefully their agency has received from us a Foster Love Project bag, and this includes a brand new bag with a brand new pair of pajamas, a stuffed animal, a blanket, toothbrush and toothpaste, soap and a puff, and a book, just to help meet some tangible needs that crop up right away, as also provide a measure of comfort to kids who are experiencing a lot of loss on a very hard day. When my husband and I became foster parents several years ago, and we had 7 foster children in the period of about a 6-month time, these were some of the items that I found myself scrambling for at that initial time. They often didn't come with anything.
My name's Heather Levesque. My husband Danny and I have been foster parents for 5 years. We have fostered 6 kids total. 3 of them have been returned back to their birth families, and 3 of them we have been able to adopt. Our first call, the agency called us and said, we have 2 kids, ages 3.5 and 4.5. How quickly can you get home from work? Because we'll be there with 2 kids. So all of a sudden, I went from being a wife to being a mother of 2. We had kids come to our home that didn't receive bags. And then, so this last time, we received a diaper bag full of things for him. For my heart, it was a big difference. But really practically, I was able to send that diaper bag back with him when he went back to his birth mom, and she didn't have one. And so that was able to carry all the way through back to whenever he went back home.
My original goal when we started 2 years ago was 300 bags. My goal was to provide that for my foster agency. And our first drive brought in 1,500 bags. So we were blown away by the response, and we were just grateful that the Pittsburgh region grasped onto this need and that they stepped in a big way. So now we've brought in over 3,000 bags that have been distributed in 10 counties. We want to open a resource center so when they get a placement, they can come to us and say, I could use this, this, and this item, and we would have that in almost a free thrift store type manner, because people are constantly asking if they can donate this and that, and right now we just don't have a brick and mortar location. We've outgrown my basement to house these items. I'm a Christian, and so the love of Christ compels me to look to those who are hurting and in need, and God has just opened doors for us to continue to provide love and care to these kids, and the doors just keep opening, so we keep walking through them as long as they open.
To learn more about the Foster Love Project or to nominate someone who you think is having a positive impact on our community, go to our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.